family today. You might not know it, but there's a large Yazidi population in Lincoln, Nebraska. Some Yazidis from Iraq have been there since the 1980s. Others came more recently, after escaping from ISIS with their families in 2014. This music was recorded in the Yazidi community in Nebraska, and it was gathered by members of the nonprofit group Music in Exile. Sasha Ingber is co-founder of Music in Exile, and she told us about one Yazidi man she met in Lincoln. His name is Hassan.
We would normally go into people's homes, but we actually ended up meeting Hassan at his barber shop. He actually has a music studio to the side of the barber shop. So when you walk inside, immediately, just to the right of the barber chairs, is this area where he makes music.
That's amazing. So he gets people to come in for haircuts and to record music.
It was really remarkable, the juxtaposition of the two, and he found a way to blend them. He would stand and he would play the keyboard for us, and while he was doing that, there was a man who was cutting hair, and the man who was cutting hair and the man who was sitting there having his haircut were kind of dancing. Hassan really likes to blend different cultures, and so here is Hassan talking about the blending of music from all over the world.
Some of the music I play interests me a lot is Mexican guitar. I play that with my keyboards, even with Yazidi songs. I like the natives, Indian flute, the Turkish strings. I play a lot of Turkish style stuff, Arabic, Egypt. I listen to a lot of Egyptian music.
Is the goal of Music in Exile to document musicians in exile, or to educate people about musicians in exile, or both?
Music in Exile is trying to do multiple things at one time. We want to preserve this intangible cultural heritage so that when someone moves to another place, they can pass on to their children and their grandchildren this music that might be forgotten when they're no longer in these communities. But we're also trying to let people in the United States who might not necessarily meet a person from Iraq or from Syria or another country who's been displaced, let them understand a little bit of their culture. The songs are a way to get them to start sharing a part of their lives. It's a way for us to learn about what matters to them. It's a chance for us to come into their homes and be introduced to this whole other world. And it often lets us learn so much more about them before they were displaced, which is really important because I think that a lot of the times refugees are seen as statistics and they aren't humanized. It's important to know that they have their own stories. They have their own memories. There are things that they miss. For instance, Hassan talked about how when he first arrived in the United States, he was really overwhelmed. He missed his community. He missed all of those familiar faces. And there were so many buildings. There were so many cars. He used to go on the roof and take birds out and fly them back and forth, and there are all of these things that they miss, and they don't just come to a new country with a fresh start.
Sasha, do these musicians, do they do any outreach outside their community? Perhaps to other residents in Lincoln, Nebraska?
I think that more emphasis is placed on working inside their own communities, playing music together, going to events together, but the generations that have been more established in Nebraska and Lincoln, people who came in the 90s, they seem to be more able to do outreach outside of their own communities. So they might go and perform in a church, or they might have friends who are American and have been born in the United States. So, you know, it kind of is like varying levels of outreach based on how long they've been in Lincoln.
Sasha Ingber is co-founder of Music in Exile. It's a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Sasha.
Thanks so much for having me.
Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Have a great weekend.